أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين السلام عليكم and welcome to this course on the levels of Tawheed understanding the implications of the existence of God. So this is a course that is a follow-up of the previous course which was on proving the existence of God and His attributes. So having proven the existence of God in the previous course, we want to now discuss what are the effects of this new belief that we have, the belief in God and His attributes. So if you remember in the previous course before the one on the existence of God, the course on worldview, we discussed that the beliefs and our knowledge of reality, okay, and the beliefs that we have affect our worldview. They affect our actions, they affect the things we give value to, they affect our thoughts, the way we look at things, the way we understand the world, the way we understand the important questions of life. So having proven that there is a God and that this God has certain specific attributes, okay, we want to understand now what does this mean to our life? Because a person might say, okay, fine, God exists, let Him exist and let me live my life, be and let be. What's wrong with that? Okay, I've proven God exists, I accept God exists, but okay, fine, let Him be, let Him do His own thing, I'll just do my own thing. So that's one thing that can come to mind. Or for example, a person might say, okay, fine, I believe in God and I believe He's given me instructions and I'm following, I'm a practicing Muslim, I pray my prayers, I fast, I go for Hajj, I go for Ziyarah and so on. Okay, that's it, right? Is that actually it? Are these the only implications of the existence of God and the attributes that He has? What does it actually imply that God exists? What are the direct effects that this belief will have in our practical life? But not only that, but also at the level of thought. So this is what we want to do in this course. We want to analyze the implications of this, of His existence, looking from the perspective of Tawheed. So a very central concept in Islam is the concept of Tawheed, of oneness, okay? And in the previous course, you established the fact that there's only one God, there's only one Creator, that real independent being, the necessary existent, the Creator of everything is only one, okay? So we're going to look at the implications of the existence of one God. And what does it mean to our life, the fact that there is only one God? Okay, this is really important, that oneness is very important as well. So, going through the different levels of Tawheed, the different levels of oneness, we're going to understand how this new knowledge that we got and this belief that we have in the oneness of God, how it affects us in our life, in our individual life, in our social life, and in our ideologies and our at the level of our thoughts. So we'll start the first level in the next part, inshallah.